Chapter 52. The end. We may remember the intense sympathy which had accompanied the travelers on their departure. If at the beginning of the enterprise they had excited such emotion both in the old and new world, with what enthusiasm would they be received on their return? The millions of spectators which had beset the peninsula of Florida, would they not rush to meet these sublime adventurers? Those legions of strangers, hurrying from all parts of the globe toward the American shores, would they leave the Union without having seen Barbicane, Nicholl, and Michel Ardan? No. And the ardent passion of the public was bound to respond worthily to the greatness of the enterprise. Human creatures who had left the terrestrial sphere and returned after this strange voyage into celestial space could not fail to be received as the prophet Elias would be if he came back to Earth. To see them first, and then to hear them, such was the universal longing. Barbicane, Michel Ardan, Nicholl, and the delegates of the Gun Club, returning without delay to Baltimore, were received with indescribable enthusiasm. The notes of President Barbicane's voyage were ready to be given to the public. The New York Herald bought the manuscript at a price not yet known, but which must have been very high. Indeed, during the publication of Journey to the Moon, the sale of this paper amounted to 5 millions of copies. 3 days after the return of the travelers to the Earth, the slightest detail of their expedition was known. There remained nothing more but to see the heroes of this superhuman enterprise. The expedition of Barbicane and his friends round the moon had enabled them to correct the many admitted theories regarding the terrestrial satellite. The savants had observed the Visu, and under particular circumstances. They knew what systems should be rejected, what retained with regard to the formation of that orb, its origin, its habitability. Its past, present, and future had even given up their last secrets. Who could advance objections against conscientious observers, who at less than 24 miles distance had marked that curious mountain of Tycho, the strangest system of lunar orography? How answer those savants whose sight had penetrated the abyss of Pluto's circle? How contradict those bold ones whom the chances of their enterprise had borne over that invisible face of the disk, which no human eye until then had ever seen? It was now their turn to impose some limit on that selenographic science, which had reconstructed the lunar world as Cuvier did the skeleton of a fossil, and say, the moon was this, a habitable world, inhabited before the Earth. The moon is that, a world uninhabitable, and now uninhabited. To celebrate the return of its most illustrious member and his two companions, the Gun Club decided upon giving a banquet, but a banquet worthy of the conquerors, worthy of the American people, and under such conditions that all the inhabitants of the Union could directly take part in it. All the headlines of railroads in the states were joined by flying rails, and on all the platforms, lined with the same flags, and decorated with the same ornaments, were tables laid and all served alike. At certain hours, successively calculated, marked by electric clocks which beat the seconds at the same time, the population were invited to take their places at the banquet tables. For 4 days, from the 5th to the 9th of January, the trains were stopped as they are on Sundays on the railways of the United States, and every road was open. One engine only at full speed, drawing a triumphal carriage, had the right of traveling for those 4 days on the railroads of the United States. The engine was manned by a driver and a stoker, and bore, by special favor, the Hon. J. T. Maston, secretary of the Gun Club. The carriage was reserved for President Barbicane, Colonel Nicholl, and Michel Ardan. At the whistle of the driver, amid the hurrahs, and all the admiring vociferations of the American language, the train left the platform of Baltimore. It traveled at a speed of 160 miles in the hour. But what was this speed compared with that which had carried the three heroes from the mouth of the Columbiad? Thus they sped from one town to the other, finding whole populations at table on their road, saluting them with the same acclamations, lavishing the same bravos. They traveled in this way through the east of the Union, Pennsylvania, Connecticut, Massachusetts, Vermont, Maine, and New Hampshire, the north and west by New York, Ohio, Michigan, and Wisconsin, returning to the south by Illinois, Missouri, Arkansas, Texas, and Louisiana. They went to the southeast by Alabama and Florida, going up by Georgia and the Carolinas, visiting the center by Tennessee, Kentucky, Virginia, and Indiana, and, after quitting the Washington station, re-entered Baltimore, where for 4 days one would have thought that the United States of America were seated at one immense banquet, saluting them simultaneously with the same hurrahs. The apotheosis was worthy of these three heroes whom fable would have placed in the rank of demigods. And now will this attempt, unprecedented in the annals of travels, lead to any practical result? Will direct communication with the moon ever be established? Will they ever lay the foundation of a traveling service through the solar world? Will they go from one planet to another, from Jupiter to Mercury, and after a while from one star to another, from the polar to Sirius? Will this means of locomotion allow us to visit those suns which swarm in the firmament? To such questions, no answer can be given. But knowing the bold ingenuity of the Anglo-Saxon race, no one would be astonished if the Americans seek to make some use of President Barbicane's attempt. Thus, some time after the return of the travelers, the public received with marked favor the announcement of a company, limited, with a capital of $100 million, divided into 100,000 shares of $1,000 each, under the name of the National Company of Interstellar Communication. President, Barbicane. Vice President, Captain Nickel. Secretary, J.T. Maston. Director of Movements, Michel Ardan. And as it is part of the American temperament to foresee everything in business, even failure, the Honorable Harry Trollope, Judge Commissioner, and Francis Drayton, Magistrate, were nominated beforehand. End of Project Gutenberg, a text of Rom the Earth to the Moon, and the sequel On the Moon, published as one text. Notes: Jules Verne's Rom the Earth to the Moon and Trip Around It, > I originally intended to correct some of the numbers in the book. > For example, page 207 as 13th, where 30th would be > more appropriate. Some of the densities and volumes and masses don't > match up. The business with the wrong exhaust velocity of the gun > is also a bit confusing. The dates and times aren't quite consistent > throughout, although they are close enough that Verne must have been > working from a timeline. For example, I think he has the time for > the fall back to Earth exactly matching the time for the trip out. > There are also inconsistent spellings, for example aluminum and > aluminium. Some of these annoyed me, in the sense of disturbing > my reading. Since the reader is reading for pleasure, the annoyance > should be removed. All cases of the British spelling of aluminium have been changed to the American spelling aluminum. > I decided that the correction project was going to be a lot of trouble, > and might be a perversion of the original work. I concentrated instead > on producing an accurate rendition of the text. However, if a French > speaker can find a French edition, it might be nice to see if the > translators introduced errors. The measurements seem to have been > converted from metric without regard for significant figures. Occasional > conversions are simply omitted, with it inserted for eaters without > fixing the numbers. These might be safely recomputed without doing > violence to the spirit of the original work. Whether one should > standardize the spelling of aluminium, I don't know. Aluminium > has a certain charm. I don't know what American or English usage was > at the time. We might consider converting all the temperatures to > Fahrenheit. I suggest removing the page numbers, undoing all the greater than hyphenation, and repackaging the lines at a length of up to 72 greater than characters, greater than with only occasional word breaks. Page numbers and a full reformatting has been done. Line widow orphans have been painstakingly removed. Hyphenated words at the end of lines have been eliminated to the best of my judgment. Greater than I think a table of units should be offered for the reader. Greater than myriameter equals 10 kilometers, greater than fathom equals 6 feet. League tilde 3 miles, but don't know French usage in 1865. Greater than page 125 as perigee 86, 410 leagues French, or 238,833 miles mean greater than would be nice to know the currency conversions of the day. Greater than we may criticize Verne for his errors, but the remarkable thing is greater than how much he got right. I think this was the first engineering proposal greater than for space travel, using physics instead of magic. Verne deserves much greater than of the credit for inspiring the early rocket pioneers, and ultimately greater than today's space program. As literary history, I note that Heinlein's greater than the man who sold the moon borrows from it. Greater than add conversion table for units. Fathom, league, meter, mile, foot, cf. Greater than contact publisher for translator information. Greater than is perihelion sick, a real word? Maybe substitute perihelion? Greater than, I have changed the one case of perihelion to the correct perihelion. Greater than there's an incorrect reference to November 30 in the early part of book 2 to greater than fix greater than I read it over, and left it there. Close enough for fiction, but I am sure they would have missed the moon by a lot. Dates were not fixed. Greater than inconsistent spelling of Palliser, Palliser greater than, this only occurs twice in the book, so both are left in. Greater than pyroxyle sometimes with xyle greater than, e-lending was accepted by undisputed majority rule, greater than aluminum and aluminium greater than, the former accepted. Greater than maybe 18,000 instead of 17,000 yards sec. Greater than 30th degree of lunar latitude instead of 13th. Greater than there seems to be an inconsistency in the title for book 2 greater than, numbers, units, dates, times and math errors have not been changed. Greater than typographic conventions in the book. Greater than the book uses ligatures for FFFIFLFFIFFL. I have simply spelled these greater than out. Greater than chapter N is in italics. Greater than the chapter titles are in small caps. Greater than the first word of each chapter, has an oversized capital, greater than and the rest of the word, is in small caps. If the first greater than word is two letters or less, the second word is also in greater than small caps. Greater than am, and pm are always in small caps, as a, mm or p, m, all these have been changed to PG standards. Greater than my typographic conventions. Greater than there are a few lines longer than 80 character, usually because I have greater than inserted a sick phrase in the line. I am using percent as a line break greater than character greater than in these cases. The percent and the following new line should be deleted. Greater than correction, I have indicated some candidates for correction in braces. All these were appreciated and either corrected or ignored. Greater than italics are marked with underbars, these are left in for the next proofer, to turn into caps for PG. Greater than number small caps number are enclosed in hash marks greater than $A $E dollar sign precedes ligatures and accented characters. Greater than the accent follows the dollar and precedes the letter. I've tried to get greater than apostrophe, and, as accents, right. Greater than I have used colon as an accent marker for umlaut. All are removed. Greater than caret 2 means superscript 2. Circumflex also occurs as an accent marker. Greater than I've used and apostrophe to enclose recursive quotes. A sigh has no provision greater than for distinguishable open and close double quotes. Greater than the book uses ligatures for FFFIFLFFIFFL. I have simply spelled these greater than out. Greater than moderate dash and long dash I have added surrounding spaces. Greater than I also switched to double space between sentences. Greater than at sign degree sign greater than L for British pound. All these conventions, except the circumflex, have been accepted. Greater than bold indicates a different typeface, removed only one case, and probably a printer's error. Greater than delta indicates a non-sii character, here the Greek letter delta, left in. MOON 1 by Gutenberg edition.